It's Beat on a Sunday. You are listening to the Sunday Grill, and tomorrow is the start of Mental Health Awareness Week Ireland. And Better Together offers 365 days of free nationwide online peer support. To explain more about that, and what better time to talk to them than the start of Mental Health Awareness Week, is Will Crampton. He's the Peer Support Engagement Lead, and he joins me on the Sunday Grill this morning with more details. You're very welcome, Will.
Thanks for having me on, Orla. Lovely to be here.
So tell us a little bit about Mental Health Awareness Week before we talk about Better Together. What are the aims for this week?
Okay, so I suppose National Mental Health Awareness Week this year is focused on the theme of action. And I suppose it's around the little small actions we can take to look after ourselves and even to look after others.
Okay, great. And I suppose that's in every day, like not just if you might be suffering from bad mental health yourself. It's about, you know, keeping it on your mental health on an even keel, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I suppose really nothing's without action has been my experience anyway, you know, that way. If I want to change and I want to improve things for myself, I have to get up, I have to get out there, I have to connect. And they're the little actions that we try to promote at Better Together to really kind of take ownership of your own mental health and your own life, I suppose.
And tell us about Better Together then. What do you do?
So Better Together is a national peer-led recovery community, and we offer daily online support. We're a peer-led community, which means that peer is equal and everything, I suppose, is created together by the community. So we are a gathering of people with lived or living experience of mental health challenges, maybe addiction, mental health diagnoses, and I suppose we each bring our own unique experience with us to the table.
Okay. So do you bring your own experience then as well?
I do. I bring a lived experience myself, Orla. Okay. I am a recovering alcoholic myself, and I faced a lot of kind of mental health challenges over my life. So I bring that kind of background.
Okay. And from your own experience, does this sort of peer-led, or is it almost community support? Is this crucial for you or for people with mental health issues?
Absolutely. I believe it is, because I suppose I can only speak from my own lived experience that I felt alone. Really alone and really isolated. And I suppose my thinking used to be that only I felt this way, nobody else does. Mm. My introduction to recovery was really the basis and the rooting of that was around connecting with other like-minded people who got it.
Okay.
It just took that stigma away. People who understand. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that is what the community that we offer. People with similar experiences that just get it.
Wow. And that must feel like an awful heavy weight going off you, does it?
Absolutely. It really does. Like, to know that you're not alone and that there's people you can reach out to and talk to and who understand it is just, it means the world. It's quite a unique experience, mm-hmm. and it's kind of one that you have to have lived to get. Mm. You know, because as I said, a lot of the stuff that I thought was happening in my life, I thought it was only happening to me. What's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? But then to hear that you're not alone, there's such power in that. And I think that's why what we have at Better Together is so unique. There is such camaraderie and belonging in the community. And that really helps, because sometimes we can feel like we're pushed out, we're stigmatized, there's something wrong with us. Mm. But there's not. We're just having a human experience.
Exactly. And then explain it to me. Like, say, for example, someone like feels incredibly lonely and that's, you know, bringing them down. How could Better Together help them if they don't have a particular diagnosis, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose it's important to highlight that anybody is welcome at Better Together. and it doesn't, there is no criteria for joining. You don't need to have a diagnosis.
Okay.
It can just be for connection. And that happens a lot as well. It's people looking for connection with others. And that's what we offer, I suppose.
Okay. So you just would inquire about joining, and then what happens?
We have on our website, and we're also on social media, Facebook and Instagram. So there's a membership form that you can fill out on bettertogether.ie. And then one of the staff or the volunteers will make contact with the member and just have a chat and kind of see what's going on and how we could help. So we have, I think, 17 groups on a week.
Okay.
We offer one-to-one peer support sessions, which trains peer support workers. And then we also have social gatherings every couple of weeks where we might meet up in different counties in Ireland.
Brilliant.
And do activities like talks or retreats. So because we offer it online, I suppose it's taken away the barrier of it's accessible to everyone. From wherever they're coming in. So like, there's people from all different sides of Ireland everywhere, and we meet as a little community, and then
online.
When we meet in person,
okay,
online, yes, but that transfers into the real world as well. I've seen when we do meet together, it's like we already know each other from sharing our kind of our lives and our experiences together on a daily basis. It's really beautiful thing to see happen.
It sounds it, and like even you know even like moving to a new town or you know becoming a mother for the first time, it's when you become part of a community or meet peers that are experiencing the same thing as you, is it can be really powerful.
Absolutely. I fully agree. It's just knowing that you're not alone.
Exactly.
And that there's other people who have had a similar experience.
And is there
not
an
the
age,
same experience.
Exactly, but a similar experience. And is it always talking about your experiences, or do you do other things as well?
No, so I suppose that's the thing. And I find it really important that we need to bring a bit of joy and a bit of diversity in what we do as well. So we have different kind of teamed groups during the week. We have creative kind of sessions where we might draw like or paint. You use different mediums, kind of art, to express our feelings or our emotions. We have music nights. We have quizzes. We talk about maybe spiritual kind of things. Mm. And it's just trying to bring a different, because like mental health is quite a heavy topic.
Mm-hmm.
And like to talk about it all the time is almost draining as well. Like we have to find space in our lives for,
yeah. There has to be
for fun and for joy. It's about kind of a holistic approach, of bringing different things. It's about movement. It's about mental stimulation. Of course, talk therapy and other more traditional methods of recovery are there as well, but really to bring recovery through our relationships.
Yeah, sounds great. Well, listen, Better Together has a website. It's better-together.ie. They're also on Instagram if you want to check them out there. And they're available 365 days a year. It's free to join, and you'll find more details on that website, better-together.ie. Will, thanks a million for talking to me the day before Mental Health Awareness Week here in Ireland. And thanks for talking to me about your own experience as well. I'm sure that will help people. And it's great to see that there's supports out there like Better Together.
Thank you very much, Orla. I appreciate it.